Welcome back to the May Lee Show. I am talking about trying to prevent America from continuing to go down the toilet. That's what it's all about here. That's what I want to try to do, because this country is too great to slip and slide down into a black hole. But that's what's happening, because people are giving up. And America, you cannot give up. We need to figure out how to turn things around. We need to figure out how to be successful again. I call it the May Lee way, because I want to instill Asian values of discipline and structure and hard work and respect back in this country, and combine it with everything that's great about America: creativity, free thinking, freedom, choices. But people are just giving up. They're sort of throwing up their hands. You know what I'm talking about, because you're probably doing it yourself. So I'm getting experts on my show to try to figure this out. Give us some advice. Get some ideas going. My next guest is Patrick Wanis. He is an expert in human behavior and relationships and a success expert and author of multiple books, including Get What You Want, as well as, this book intrigued me, Get the Man You Want. That's interesting. Patrick, welcome to the show.
Thank you, and I'm sorry I can't be there in person.
Oh, next time for sure. But now, Patrick, did I mess up the pronunciation of your last name?
I just tell people it's easy to remember, Honest Wanis. Do you want us or don't you want us?
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, I like that. All right, Patrick, well, let's be honest then about stuff that's going on in this country. You just heard what I said. This country's a mess.
Actually, the only part that I heard was the introduction to me, so I didn't hear the preamble.
Okay, well, I'm talking about the fact that this country is in a mess. It is going down the tubes. People are lost. There's no focus. There's a lack of any sort of will to get things going again. And America, I still think it's the greatest country on the planet, but it seems like a lot of Americans don't think so anymore, and they're giving up.
Well, we need to look at it's a very powerful statement you made. So we need to look at, are we talking about financially? Are we talking about emotionally, spiritually, socially?
I think everything, all of the above.
Okay. Well, something you said that's obviously very true and very real is that America is a land that offers so much opportunity, which is the reason that so many people come here, including
myself. Exactly.
That there are extraordinary opportunities here that you don't have anywhere else for numerous reasons. First and foremost, because of the size of the population. The second thing is that Americans, unlike a lot of other cultures, are very open. They don't care where you're from. All they care is, can we work with you, and can we succeed financially? Can we be profitable? Can we be entrepreneurial together? Whereas in other countries, they may not be open to you because you either don't come from the right background, the right culture, or you don't even have the right family name. So
right,
there's a lot of
right.
benefits. A lot of benefits of being in the U.S. if you want to succeed. And there are a lot of opportunities. Now, what you're talking about is a huge topic, which is what is going wrong in the country right now. And I would actually say, and this is going to surprise you, that the first thing that's really impacting America in a negative way is the breakdown of morality and values.
Ah, and you just listen, Patrick, you just hit on exactly what I talk about every week on the show. It's a loss in solid values of hard work and respect and discipline, all the things that I feel work in Asia. Those are those values are what work for the Asian culture, and therefore they're able to be successful. We've lost that here for some reason in America.
Well, we've lost it for a number of reasons. One, because America also gives you opportunities to become very rich very quickly, and so people started seeing that as an opportunity, and instead of saying, okay, well, how can we do something that is positive, beneficial to others, and still make money, they focused only on making the money and didn't care about who they hurt in the process. It's very complex. So I would break it down this way to say, when we say people have lost their sense of hard work, of dedication, commitment, loyalty, that stems from the breakdown of the family unit. And what I mean by that is, if you have parents who are no longer giving their time and their energy to their children and guiding them in moralities and values and principles...
And discipline, right?
Uh-huh. And discipline, then the children don't have it. Then what they see is they see their parents doing certain things, and then they copy their parents, whether it's lying, cheating, stealing, being violent, being aggressive. at the same time, and it doesn't matter whether you believe in religion or believe we should be religious, most of our morality came from religion, came from religious teachings. As people moved away from a lot of religions because of the corruption and because of some of the teachings that they didn't agree with, unfortunately, they left religion, but they also left behind morality. So we were getting our morality from a religious foundation. We've lost that. We don't have the morality. Then we continue to see that we are rewarding bad behavior. We're rewarding bad behavior with celebrities.
Well, you see that exactly. I mean, you just touched on something I'm very sensitive about, and people know when they listen to my show that I go off on the skewed sort of reverence that people seem to have for the wrong idols, such as the celebrity, such as the Kardashians. I mean, people who just have nothing to offer, but they represent this sort of superficial world, this fantasy that skews the focus of the average person.
Yeah, I think what's really important to create a distinction is to say, first and foremost, the difference between a celebrity and someone who's a celebrity that actually does something. Because, for example, Paris Hilton and Kim Kardashian are famous, but for what? For
nothing.
For making a sex tape, first and foremost.
Nothing. They have nothing to offer.
Then you have a lot of these, the housewives of whichever city, again, just doing the same thing. They're famous for their bad behavior. They're famous for their indulgence.
And it's celebrated. It is celebrated. So, therefore, the youth of this country thinks, wow, if I do that, then I'm going to be rich and famous without any effort, without any knowledge, without any hard work.
So if we end up rewarding someone like George Clooney for being an actor and for being involved in various charities, then we're rewarding good behavior, rewarding someone who's making a difference. We're rewarding someone who's actually contributing something. But when we reward reality TV stars and even porn actresses, when we give credence and rewards and benefits and even publicity to the escort for Elliot Spitzer, then what we're teaching women is you don't need to go to college, you don't need to be educated, just sell your body.
Just have some big boobs, right, exactly.
Even without the fake boobs, I don't even think the Elliot Spitzer call girl has fake boobs, but I agree with you, you're obviously right. But what they're saying is, women, unfortunately, today in America become famous for sex scandals. They never get shut down. They become more famous and more celebrated for sex scandals.
Patrick, let's not forget about the men who are involved in all of these scandalous sort of cases, and then they come back bigger than ever.
Well, you have Elliot Spitzer, obviously, who was the governor, then gets charged, is found guilty, I believe he was found guilty, and then he gets his own TV show.
He gets his own TV show. You have Tiger Woods, who clearly was in, one of the most scandalous cases, and he still, doesn't lose his sponsorship with Nike. He's back, playing in tournaments, and people are still going and watching. You have Kobe Bryant, who was, obviously on trial for rape. He got off, but it still was a scandal, bigger
than
ever. But
there is a difference between Tiger Woods and Elliot Spitzer. And the reason that there's a difference is that Elliot Spitzer broke the law. Tiger Woods engaged in what we would obviously deem as immoral behavior, but he was punished.
No, you're right. You're right. There is a difference. However, what the image that is projected is the same, that you can do whatever, you can be as bad as you want, and you'll still come back. That's why, honestly, Patrick, we need to figure this out.
Look, Tiger Woods is... Here's where I'm going to disagree with you, Maile. Tiger Woods is a good example for the following reasons. Unlike everyone else, he came out at a press conference, and he said everything that I said about him 3 months before. When the whole Tiger Woods scandal came out, I remember being on an interview and saying, Tiger Woods has lost his way because he's lost his faith. Remember, he was a Buddhist.
Mm-hmm,
and he said,
right.
I've lost my way. I said, he's lost his way. He's obviously stopped meditating, because if he was meditating, he wouldn't be engaged in this. He obviously has become a typical celebrity, and he's suffering from what I call the fame factor, which is narcissism, entitlement, delusions of grandeur, denial. Well, 3 months later, when he finally held that press conference, he said everything that I said. He admitted he was wrong. He admitted that he became entitled. He admitted that he lost his faith. And he said that the reasons that he did this were for all the wrong reasons, that he felt he was entitled
to
it.
Okay, so you feel better about him because he came out and admitted all of his flaws and all of his mistakes.
Yes,
listen,
but more than that.
Patrick, you just hit on something that I you know talk about all the time, is the sense of entitlement that people seem to have. And that's just not with the celebrities. I talk about the millennials, the younger generation in this country that seems to think that everything's just going to work out for them without any effort.
Yeah, well, see, the other important point about Tiger is he accepted responsibility and accountability for his actions. He did lose a lot of contracts, and you'll notice he's never played the same way in golf. And
no, you're right. Who knows if he'll ever get it back?
The reason he isn't playing the same way is because I think deep down, he still has feelings of guilt and shame for his actions. That's very different to your Rachel Yucatel and all these other people who are involved, who are happy to become mistresses and then become famous for it.
Well, Patrick, unfortunately, I'm gonna have to end it there because we got to go to a break. But I'm so glad to have had you on the show. Thank you so much. And next time, I want to talk to you about getting the man you want.
Okay.
That's what I want to hear about. That's what I want to talk about. All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Patrick. We'll talk to you again soon.